Slaughterhouse-Five, or The Children's Crusade, A Duty Dance with Death, by Kurt Vonnegut, a fourth-generation German-American now living in easy circumstances on Cape Cod and smoking too much, who, as an American infantry scout, hors de combat, as a prisoner of war, witnessed the firebombing of Dresden, Germany, the Florence of the Elbe, a long time ago, and survived to tell the tale. This is a novel somewhat in the telegraphic, schizophrenic manner of Tales of the Planet Tralfamador, where the flying saucers come from. Peace. Read by Ethan Hawke. For Mary O'Hare and Gerhard Mueller. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but the little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. All this happened, more or less. The war parts, anyway, are pretty much true. One guy I knew really was shot in Dresden for taking a teapot that wasn't his. Another guy I knew really did threaten to have his personal enemies killed by a hired gunman after the war, and so on. I've changed all the names. I really did go back to Dresden with Guggenheim money, God love it, in 1967. It looked a lot like Dayton, Ohio. More open spaces than Dayton has. There must be tons of human bones.